Blog Talk Radio.
Into Conversations with the Queen, where we have a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So, on today's show, we will be discussing the womb detox featuring Queen of Four. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. And also check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. I hope everybody had an amazing weekend, as I did. The yoga pose for this month is the Garland pose. And the benefits of this pose is that it stretches the ankles, the groins, and the torso. It also tones the belly as well. And there are many other wonderful benefits to adding this yoga position into your yogic practice. So definitely check that out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. There'll be much more information about how you can use the actual pose in your everyday life. All right. Awesome. All right. Our weekly affirmation for this week is, I am fortified with strength and energy. I am strong enough to handle all stress that comes my way. I am filled to the brim with joy, happiness, peace, and love. All good things draw to me, and I create an oasis of beauty in the midst of hardship. I am a creatress, mighty and powerful is my will. Ashe. All right, you can check out weekly affirmations like that and many more on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. So I know we're all excited, and I definitely am, to get to the show. So let's bring on Queen of Four. Queen of Four, are you on the line?
I am totally here with you. Thank you.
Peace. How are you?
Peace. Fine. Your voice is just as soothing. I go to a deep meditation.
Thank you.
Good to be with you again.
Yes, and we're so glad to receive you here, and thank you for, you know, being with us and this talking about this wonderful, wonderful topic. I mean, a lot of sisters were excited to hear that you were going to be speaking on this.
Oh, wonderful. Well, this is the center of the core of our existence is our womb. So you just, you know, I can start. Have you want me to go forward and share my experience with womb wellness, womb healing?
Definitely, we're ready to start.
Okay. Well, the topic is, what's growing inside of you, your womb? Well, everything. Everything wonderful. Everything invigorating. Everything positive. Everything whole. Everything good and glorious is growing inside of your womb. But also, what also may be growing in your womb is every pain, every hurt, every wound, every statement said, every intercourse, every rejection, every hit, every shout, every toxic food, everything is also growing inside. And so that is growing inside. We have a choice to magnify what's growing good in the womb, or we can magnify what's growing toxic in the womb. It's a daily choice. From everything you do, from the time you wake up, it's affecting your womb center. What you do by midday and what you do by sunset and what you do even in your rest time. So we want to become womb conscious. We want to awaken the womb. And there are three womb centers that I am speaking of. Palms together, everyone who's listening in. And the palms together represents you just connecting to your divinity, your power. So you place your palms in prayer pose over your first eye, for some understand, your third eye, right above your eyebrows. And right in that center is your seat of your conscious and subconscious state. So what you think, and this is the prayer, breathe in deep. And exhale out as your palms, your pose, your prayer pose is over your forehead, and you say, I'll say and you recall, you'll respond. Awaken the womb of my mind. For what I think, I create, I birth. Breathe in deep. And exhale and place now your prayer pose, palms right in your heart center, right between the breasts. And now breathe in deep, inhalation in, and long exhalation out, and repeat. Awaken the womb of my heart. For what I feel, I birth, I create. Breathe in really deep. And now place your palms and create a pyramid shape or a triangle shape. And then allow the thumbs to be at the top of the belly button, right? And you can rest the thumbs into the belly button. And then in a Merkut or triangular shape, you're going to rest your palms over your physical womb center. So on the left hand, you're holding your left ovary in your hand. And on the right hand, you're holding your right ovary in your hand. And right in between the very center of this triangular shape, this Merkut, there is a line that's a cord that's going from you right into the center of the earth, your fallopian tube. And everything is body, mind, and spirit. So spiritually, your womb center is energy is going down into the earth and pulling out of the soil the zinc, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and such, pulling out all of the minerals in the earth spiritually, emotionally, and bringing them right into your spirit physical womb center. And now we say, awaken my seat of creation, for what I think and what I feel, I birth through my seat of creation. And today I birth womb wellness. Today I birth a new world of divine order in body, mind, and spirit. We women folk are powerful. We receive life, we hold life, we protect life, and then we birth this life. And that life that we birth, whether it be vision or our children, we birth ourselves into that life, who we are, what we are, how we feel, what we deny ourselves, what we give to ourselves, we birth. Of course, who gives us this life that supports the life? It comes together between the masculine and the feminine energy. It comes together and brings us life. But we are the primary carriers and the primary nurturers of that life growing. So in order to carry our life forward, we have to nurture, nurture, nurture. And there is a glyph that will help. This actually, I'm going to go in three glyphs or images to help to heal what's growing inside of your uterus. But first, let's identify what's growing inside of us that we're going to heal up. We're going to start some of our healing. Some of you, I believe, already started your healing. That's why you have an interest. And you're starting to see some miracles, natural, holistic miracles happen in your womb center. You're starting to get rid of issues that are in the wombs, that are in our tissues. And so if you, I'm going to go through, and this is coming out of Sacred Woman, it's the womb wellness profile. And so if your menstrual flow is 5, 6, 7 days, sometimes 2 weeks or more, you are hemorrhaging. And what in your life that you are losing? You're losing, blood is your life force. So you reflect, if I'm bleeding that much, what am I actually losing emotionally, psychologically, spiritually? What is leaving my body? It's life. And that is a reflection. That is a meditation. And when you take time to be still, you can hear, because I'm going to call out all the different issues. But as I call them out, I want you to write down that one or two issues or maybe more that you may be going through. And what we're going to do in this meditation, you're going to apply that to any of the womb issues that you have. And behind that womb issue is an emotional occurrence. Behind that womb issue is a relationship. Behind that womb issue is a conversation. Behind that womb issue is hurt feelings backed up that what if not worked through, if not processed, if not cried out, if not purged out, that it grows into a heavy bleeding from maybe 4 days to 7 days to 10 days, or it grows from an occasional vaginal discharge to a daily vaginal discharge. So you need a pad because mucus is constantly coming out vaginally, what's growing inside of us. Or you may you may conceive and not be able to go full term. Or you may keep attracting toxic mates to your womb center. You got to go back. You got to go inside and reflect and say, what's going on really behind these womb issues that I'm having? And they keep reoccurring. So the message keeps coming back to us. What am I doing? What do I need to do? Because just the question that you have in your meditation, right behind that question, is an answer. So let's go in just on the bleeding, and I'm going to carry from here. When we do the heavy bleeding, we're hemorrhaging, right? And so over time, if not addressed, by the time you're 30 years old, you've been doing this bleeding since a teenager, that you're now growing a cyst. And cyst, as you grow into your latter 30s, the cyst becomes a fibroid tumor. You might have it removed, and you might have a myomectomy, partial removal, but it may still come back again. So the goal is to go to the root. Go to the root of the issue, and let's begin to wash it out, release it out, pray it out, pass it out, let it pass away. What's growing inside now? Heavy bleeding and clotting. So go into your heart center. That's where it begins, in the heart. What did they say? When was it said? Was there something that was said that damaged you when you was a little girl, and you never got over it, and it started to form you and shape you, and it held on with you as you had your first flow, and that flow reflected those 2-5 years of what was said when you was a 7-year little girl, when you were 4, when you were 10, and it shows up in your uterus right to that point of the release. And that point, you're now in the bed cramping and rolling in the bed, or maybe throwing up, or just feeling so nauseous, or being angry. That was an accumulation of pain that you was carrying from a child, that you didn't speak out, you didn't know how to process. People said things to you. They just thought you was a little child. They yelled at you. All of that you held on to. And now you couple that with the so-called comfort foods that really don't give comfort, that ice cream and those cookies. It looks like it's just so innocent. And what is that going to grow? Physically, it's going to help to feed that tumor cyst. Emotionally, that hurt, that resentment helps to feed it, and that grows in. And then as you mature, it continues to grow, and then you start to get not only one issue, but 2 and 3, and then you get the STDs, and it goes on and on. So from menstrual bleeding, take that heart and open up the heart like a flower. You breathe into your heart, and you breathe out. The flower opens up. The light comes to the throat, seat of communication. You begin to connect to what your womb is saying to you. Your womb is talking to you. She has a voice, and she can speak. Ask her. Take the light of what she's going to say to you and bring that light energy from your heart to your throat, up into your brow. And I say, open up the door to your consciousness and go into the garden. Be still. Go inside deep. And ask your womb, what is she saying with the womb issue? What is she trying to say to you? Life is speaking. Go within. Be still. Breathe deep. Get quiet. Still your heart. And now she'll tell you. Listen. Breathe in and breathe out. And listen. Ask, what do you say to me? And she may say to you, I want to rest. You're too sexually active. I didn't like him. He was toxic. He would say different things to you. She said, you need to heal. Stop eating all those poisonous foods. Tell your parents how you really feel. Tell them in love so you can let that pain go from us. Okay, different things will come for different ones. Once you open up that gateway, you start to journal, and you just see so much to tell you. It's like a friend's like, oh, grandma trying to meet you. Oh, I went through so much in my life. I got so much to tell you, like your best friend when you were little children. You grew up, and you said, oh, you know what happened to me in 19 and 20, 2000. So the womb is like that. She's excited to tell you so much and what to do about it and how to process. It's just a beautiful union coming together within yourself, and you will feel so empowered. It happened to me. I mean, that's enough. You talk with such my womb conversation that truly changed my life and turned me into this work. Really turned me in. I was always in healing for the family and for both women and men, the young and the old, the children, the babies, born and unborn. But when my mom spoke to me, she got my full attention because once she started to speak, she never quit. She never stopped. She never let up. So the first time I actually heard her speak to me, it was on a Friday afternoon, about 10 minutes after 4, and I felt this pressure just like bam, my whole center, and I got frightened. I said, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Something's going on in here, and I'm not sure what's happening here. And I didn't know about having a prolapsed womb, but I knew there was a heavy pressure, and I felt like it was going to come out. And I just grabbed my womb center like I'm going to hold it from outside in. And I took a deep breath, and that's when she began to speak. She said, go upstairs, go lay down. And as she was speaking to me, I was moving. She said, I didn't start questioning, like, what is this? I'm not crazy. I heard and I listened. I went upstairs to the next floor. It was the first floor. I was working. I saw 30 clients plus that week, and I was overloaded with people's pain. That's what the woman, she started talking to me and telling me. And I laid down. She said, put your feet up against the wall. She didn't say 45 degrees, but I put my feet up against the wall with my back flat down, 45 degrees. Blood started rushing down. Oxygen started rushing down for rescue. It was like a rescue remedy into the womb. Then she began to give me the conversation. She said, you need to rest. You're overloaded. You have womb toxicity. You've accumulated too much pain from everybody's pain and everyone's problems, and you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let it go now. And so then after about, it must have been an hour later, and I came out of there, tears rolling down, like, oh, my gosh, I just met a great friend who really confided in me and told me and told me what to do. And so from that point on, I did go away. I went away. I took 6 months to really focus in because, you know, at that point I'm in my 40s. So it's all these years that have come and gone, and I didn't give my womb that kind of attention that she really required of me. But those 6 months, the whole story around that, but I was working on the Sacred Woman's book. That was when everything downloaded. The 25 meditation techniques, the 25 womb yoga poses, and the breath work to accompany it, and the language that she was speaking for each of those poses. And then she introduced me to the 9 scroll, the womb scroll, and the ancient guardians that protect the womb, and the colors that we meditate, and the inner guardian that you call for, and the prayers that came out of it. It just went on and on. And then I started teaching it and talking about it further, and then I had some clients that gave me some of their poetics about that kind of conversation. It opened them up to hear their woman on a whole other level, which that recording is recorded and etched in the pages of Sacred Woman, A Guide to Healing Within the Body, Mind, and Spirit. So it's about womb talk, and maybe by now you might have heard a word from your womb, a few words. You might have gotten a symbol, and that symbol, that word, is all you need to get you started to having a healthy relationship and to go inside of your womb and say, what's growing inside of me? And if it's not love, and if it's not joy, and it's not peace, and it's not harmony, then it must be something other than that. And what that is, illness, pain, suffering, confusion, madness, it's time for the womb detox. And I'll continue to go. I just don't want to talk too much, over much.
No, we have 1 hour and 6 minutes left on the live.
Wonderful.
Also, you can keep going. I'll let you know when it's time for our commercial break and to open up the line.
All right, my beloved. Okay, so now, thank you. Now, being connected, that's the first thing you're looking at. How does a woman diagnostic work? She does it by knowing how many days she's having her menstrual flow. And so you want to actually keep a record of it. And I have on page 72 to page 74 a profile of what's going on with your womb. You want to get the book, you want to make a copy of it, you want to keep records of what's going on. So the next 12 weeks, you're going to go through such a magnificent womb detox. So I'll go through it. If you have, this is going to change, and I'm going to go from there into some of the techniques to detox the womb, and then the formulas that I have put together for you to help you fully detox your uterus so that you can take your womb into your hands and to your heart, and to your spirit, and to your mind, and totally repair her. She does not have to suffer. Okay, so what are some of the other issues along with the heavy breathing and climate, we're going to bring you down to 2 or 3 days of a menstrual flow, okay? The menstrual cramping, so we're going to release that. The heavy menstrual bleeding and clotting. The chronic PMS and the unnecessary mood swings. And the vaginal itching and the burning. And the chronic vaginal odor and the vaginal discharge and vaginitis. The vaginal sores and medically diagnosed vaginal cysts. Candida, painful intercourse because the actual uterus is prolapsed from a prolapsed colon and bladder. Inability to experience orgasm. It's just womb is toxic and filled with congestion and mucus. Frigidity, sexually transmitted disease, sexual abuse, toxic partners. How to keep them clean. Clean them out, too, along with you. As you heal, your partner will heal with you. Infertility, toxemia during pregnancy, difficult childbirth, miscarriages, abortions. As a form of birth control, we're just out of tune. We need healing. Hot flashes, vaginal dryness, medically diagnosed hormonal imbalances, irritability, night sweats as we go into menopause. It doesn't have to be a time of death. And worn, broken woman. It's a time of total attunement. Oh, my goodness. I must talk about that later on. And then you have the headaches that may come in, pelvic inflammatory disease, blocked fallopian tubes, endometriosis, hysterectomy prevention is what we're talking about, genital prolapse. That's what happened to me, genital prolapse. I had to pull my uterus back up. Oh, I said, oh, no, I'm not about to lose you. That's not happening, because right after that it's about a hysterectomy conversation. We're not having it. And then the uterine cancer. So these are some of the womb issues that take place in our tissues. And then you have the hit-and-run lovers, and then you have the broken heart, the promises that weren't kept. All of that translates into the spiritual heart of the womb. And then over time, it becomes a physical manifestation of what is going on in your heart and in your mind. And so it's about time now to take ourselves into a womb detox. This is coming out of the care of the womb. But I'm in this book now, and I'm looking at looking for Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes, I have him speaking in here, and I'm relating it to the womb. But as I'm finding it, I want to give you an affirmation to charge your womb. And this affirmation, just rub your hands together, get some energy going in your hands. I want you to breathe it. And this is going to help to detox the spirit of the womb, because you got to get to the heart of it. And then once you rub your hands together, separate your palms a few inches away, and you're going to feel this energy, this force field in your hands. It's always there. We have a force field around us all the time, but just to feel it and to connect. That force field is your healing power. Take those hands, and place over your physical womb, one hand there and one hand over your heart. And I want you to say this, affirming her up, my womb is sacred. So is my life. My womb is divine. So is my life. My womb is whole. So is my life. My womb is radiant. So is my life. My womb is peaceful. So is my life. My womb is balanced. So is my life. My womb is forgiving. So is my life. My womb is renewed. And so is my life. Breathe in deep. Bless your womb, bless your heart, bless your womb mind, bless your seat of creation. Give thanks and praise for a peace-filled womb. This is Psychic Spiritual Surgery, what we're doing. The womb is just like bubbling happy. She's saying, finally, you're giving me this type of attention. I've been needing this, but we didn't know. No one told us. Our mothers didn't tell us because they didn't know what to do for themselves. And some mothers, it's real deep. They don't tell their daughters anything. And some mothers have hysterectomies in silence and say, I'm going to go away to visit someone for a few days and then have a hysterectomy, come back. Everything's normal. No conversation, because we're taught to be ashamed, to be embarrassed, to not talk about what's going on down there. know what's going on in there with a smile. And inquiring minds want to know for balance. When I was a teenager, I was a complete artist. And, you know, I was working on my resume and made me reflect all the art that I was doing. And I didn't start as a healer. I started as an artist. But, you know, I consider that healing art. I danced and I sung and I had a dance company and I danced at the Metropolitan Opera and this opera called Aida. And I danced with Olatunji's dance company, and I auditioned for this group called the Demigods. It was performers, actors, singers, dancers who, if you get into the company, you were taught every type of everything in art, from writing your own play to acting to singing to dancing to instruments to, you know, to all forms of art, singing, so on. So my world was there. This healing got a hold of me because I was sick at the same time. I had all, you know, I had chronic womb issues. I would, every month I'm throwing up, I'm in pain, I'm bleeding heavy. I remember 5-6 days of bleeding and clotting, and I would take my aspirin, my painkiller, and I would still want to die. You know, I said, oh, so this is what it is to be a woman? Can I be 45 and be done with this? You know, as a teenager, that's how I'm thinking. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any information, and nobody knew what else to do. And I was going to the doctor, and the doctor was clueless on what to do with me, but to give me some painkillers, so here we are. But one of the things I did while I was doing going through all of that with my womb, I in my dance company that I had, I used to always dance to Langston Hughes, his poetry. And so this poem stayed with me, and I translated this poem as, the what the womb is actually experiencing or could experience. So I'm going to put the light on it. And this is from A Dream Deferred. Does, and I'll just, I'm going to change it a bit because it says, does it dry up your dreams like a raisin in the sun or fester like a sore and then run? Or does it stink like rotten meat? Maybe it sags like a heavy load or does it explode? So then I rewrote it. This is my interpretation based on the womb. And it says this, does she dry up like a raisin in the sun? And the drying up is happens by the time a woman is 40, 45 years old. She doesn't have enough fluids in her body. She's dehydrated. And so she can't even have intercourse because it's a painful experience. And she just needs to drink more and become more fluid and take more soaks and be more live foods, and then her body and her fluids are flowing. So does she dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore? So that sore then needs, when women have, if they itch and they burn. I remember itching and burning, you know, it was just like, what a story. Or does she, and then run? Does she run? So that's the vaginal discharge. Or does she stink like rotten meat? So if you eat flesh and junk and dairy, you're going to have a vaginal odor. So, or maybe she just sags. So that's when the womb prolapses because the colon is impacted, the stomach is distended, the colon is impacted, which is the average woman. By the time she's 30, she has a distended abdomen. All the muffin tops, more the fast food. This is the fast food nation time. And everybody's grabbing and going. And that food is dropped into the colon, and that colon then becomes weighted down, and much of the waste is not passed out through the system. So it just drops down and hangs on the bladder. And over time, the colon and the bladder just drops down on the uterus and now pushes the uterus out. And so as women get older, they're told to get surgery and have a net put in, like a stocking, and pull that uterus up. What a story. Now they have this whole thing, this campaign, the Lord is saying on television, if you have the net, you know, to hold up your uterus and you're having issues with it, then you might be able to sue. But what's going on with your uterus? Are you still not well? And so it's a mess that's happening. So when she just says she sags like a heavy load or worse, does she explode? Now, that's very deep. I remember there was a sister who worked on my book, Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Womb Wellness. That's the second book every woman needs to have in her womb library, her library. And she worked with me for 2 weeks to as one of the editors to get this work done. And she went back to London, and the book had to be released in London at a certain time. So she had to come all the way here and work on it and make sure everything was up to speed and then leave. And as she was leaving, I gave her I put together the kit, the 21-day detox kit. I put together this kit, these formulas, the Green Life Nutritional Formula, to help to repair her, just in case, you know, go ahead and start taking your formula. I wasn't talking about her womb, per se. And I gave her the Woman's Herbal Formula. I gave her the Rejuvenation Clay. I gave her the Breath of Life. I gave her the Colonese Herbal Active. All womb works, right? All this contains in the womb detox kit. And she took it home, and 2 weeks later, she calls me up. She just got back home from the hospital. She said, when I got home, that 2 weeks later, I got this pain in my uterus, and it was excruciating. I called the ambulance because I couldn't even hardly get to the doctor. I called to the door to open up the door for the hospital, for the emergency to pick me up. So the ambulance picked her up in a stretcher, brought to the hospital, and they couldn't do anything for her. They gave her morphine, just a heavy painkiller, and sent her home. And what happened was her tumor bursted all around her uterus. It bursted. And she had a tumor for years. So how did that tumor burst? Well, she started cleansing. But she didn't have her formulas. She wasn't really taking her formulas to help to support her. And so she came home, and those formulas were sitting in the house, and she grabbed a hold of them, put the clay pack on, drink the green light, drink the clay water, started to juicing and eating well and coming off the dairy, all those things that grow a chronically sick womb. And she's been good ever since. And I've been here. And there's another woman who called me up, and she said that, you know, all this mucus and just so much clotting started pouring out of her when she started to do a womb detox. So when you're carrying all this waste in your uterus for years and you start to flush, you need hands-on some help. To do it by yourself is unnecessary. And the doctor won't be able to figure out what's going on with you. So they'll just give you a painkiller, or they may say, you know, we have to do emergency hysterectomy. And, you know, that's in Europe, many of the women are getting hysterectomies in their 20s. And it's really like you've got to wait till you're 40 or 50, you have some time. No, you got to start now. What you put in the upper mouth, which is really what you're thinking. What you're thinking is what you're eating. So when you eat that pizza, you really want something to keep you warm. Or you want, when you take dairy, it's all about you want to be nurtured. That's what the dairy is. When you're taking sweets, a lot of artificial sweets, you just want some kindness in your life. When you're taking a lot of starch, you want fulfillment. You're looking for things to work out, working out. So when you're eating, just be mindful that it's emotional, it's psychological, and it's connecting to what's going on in the womb. So those are just words to the wise. As we go a bit further into the womb care, the womb care, and this is the care of the womb, and this is in Chapter 4 of Sacred Woman. I'm going to just call out the aspects. There are seven here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes? So you can write these down and begin to incorporate them into your life as you're taking your formulas. You'll be taking your formulas along with it, because one side is lifestyle. So I'm going to give you some lifestyle tips. And then on the other side are the formulas to help to support that lifestyle. So no matter what the issue is, every woman everywhere in the whole world, in every family, needs to go through a womb detox. That is common ground. Because between the intercourse from toxic mates, between the hit-and-run lovers, between the fast food congested wombs, between the results of that with the clotting and the bleeding and the endometriosis and all of that, all women need to go. And just if your mother's going through any womb trauma, then you, even if you have not having any womb issues now, they're going to come as you mature because it's in the bloodline. So in order to not have it happen,
Hello? Looks like the call has dropped.
No, the call hasn't dropped. Queen's phone just died, so we're going to get another one for it. It'll be just one moment. This is Alicia.
All right. Okay. Well,
so bear with us. Okay, bear with us. We'll
give
her another phone. No problem.
All right, awesome. We'll just take a commercial break at the moment.
Okay, go right ahead. Thank you.
All right. All right, so we'll be right back after these short, brief messages.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. NewShop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even e-books and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to NewShop.com for your 9-day free trial today. NewShop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.NewShop. All payments and transactions on NewShop.com are securely processed through PayPal.
The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
Live, and hopefully the Queen has gotten a new phone. Are you there?
Queen is there, Queen? Okay, I think she's pressed mute. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, that's fine. All right, while we're waiting, I'll just give out the call in number. And the calling number is 917-932-8881. You'll be able to call in and call up with your questions and comments about the womb detox. And if you have any questions for the Queen about issues that you might have gone through with
can
your womb.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I have a new attitude. I'm here. I have the phone.
All right.
Awesome. Yes, my dear. Okay. So we're talking about the 7 steps, lifestyle steps, to the care of the womb. First of all, you must know that this is an affirmation that stays with me, and I say it every day to someone. If not someone, it's always to myself. The power to heal is within me, and I have the power to heal myself. That's very important to me because when I was younger, I didn't think I had the power. I just thought I was just going to be sick. I didn't know that I could get out of it. And no one else around me felt that they could overcome their disease either. It was just going to be a way of life, and you learn to live with it. You learn to live with disease. But when I found out there was a way out, It was like a Harriet Tubman moment, mm-hmm. and I had to escape from this toxic life that I was living in order to escape from the diseased state of my womb. So I worked on myself, and I continue to encourage others to do likewise and join us in this womb wellness movement. So there works. The juice therapy is one of them. And we're 75% liquid, so we have to bring in 75% conscious healing tonics into our body to flush. And one of that would be I have on, let me see, in the recipe section, it has recipes from the Kitchen Healing Laboratory for Womb Works. And so one of those is the Womb Fruit Julep. And write this recipe down or get the book and you'll have it. You have 1/4 cup of unsweetened cranberries or unsweetened cranberry juice, 1/4 or 1/2 cup of strawberries, 1/4 or 1/2 cup of blueberries, 1/4 or 1/2 cup of raspberries, and then juice yourself 3 apples. Organic apples could be red, could be yellow, but make sure that they're organic and there's no wax. You don't want to have a glass of wax. So you juice the apples, which helps the body go from an acid to an alkaline state. Put that into a blender, and then you add those berries to it. And then you add extra 1 tablespoon of the Green Life, which is what we'll send to you as one of your formulas for your from the womb detox kit. And you blend that all together. Yum, yum. It's delicious. It tastes good. It feels good. You feel your tissues, your cells jumping for joy. Wombs, all the wombs are happy, the womb of the mind, the heart, and the physical womb. You really feel this light pouring through you. And so that's important. You can take that at least 3 or 4 times a week, that particular drink. But it's all fresh fruit. And that fresh fruit also gives us the live enzymes that the body requires to repair cells and tissues. Also, fresh fruits act as a detoxifier. And so this helps to detoxify the womb. Well, what does that mean when the womb begins to detox? You might start having a greater vaginal discharge in the beginning. The first 28 days, 30 days, the womb will start to go through a discharge, and so much more waste will come out. So don't be alarmed. It's a part of the process. It's better for it to soften up mm-hmm. and drain out than have to be cut out or lasered out. And then also you'll find yourself bleeding maybe 1 day longer. Maybe you're bleeding 7 days. You might bleed 1 day longer for that first month because all that clotting that's backed up in the uterus is starting to gather and want to pass away. So those are just a few things that you can see that's going to happen. You may be a little bloated that particular month, so you'll just start taking more water and cucumbers and parsley and watercress to drain out the excess water that you're being waterlogged with. So that's a fruit juice that you want to take in. That's your womb fruit julep to restore the bloodstream, to clear out the arteries for better circulation to the womb center, and to flush out, and you have a sweet womb. Huh. Lovely lovemaking to have a sweet, pure, clean womb. Then you have your fresh vegetable juice, and then the fresh vegetable juice will be, for example, dark greens. The darker the greens, the healthier the floral, and the healthier the uterine walls will be. And so little cysts that may be growing up like little worms around the uterine walls, that's going to begin to break off and pass away. And so by taking, for example, your kale, you have 1/2 or 1/4 cup of kale. You can also have spinach leaves juice. You can also add to that celery, which is a great nervine. And that's one juice. You can have to your vegetable juice or your fruit juice 3 times a week. You can add the size of your hand, the root of the ginger. And don't boil it because you kill some of the nutrition and life-giving energy. You juice it and you put that in your fruit juice or your vegetable juice. Now, vegetables and fruits do not combine. But ginger can go into either one of those. And for those who just maybe have ginger powder, then use 1/4 teaspoon of the ginger powder. But, of course, the ginger root does much more. And it acts like laser surgery. It burns away the congestion. You could take that same ginger and give yourself a beautiful hydrotherapy bath and juice yourself 1 cup of ginger. Yes, 1 cup of ginger. Take a few tablespoons from that ginger and put that into your vegetable juice or in your fruit juice, and then put that into your bath water.
add to your bath water 2 pounds of salted Dead Sea salt. Turn off the light. Light a candle if you choose to, or light a candle in your heart. It could be a lavender candle for higher consciousness. It could be a blue candle for inner peace. It could be and it also represents the Sky Mother. And you can use the white candle for clarity. So those are some of your candles. You may have a stone, black tourmaline. There's been like danger around your uterus, so like pain and suffering and hurt and toxic intercourse. So you want to really take away the emotional damage. And it will leave. It won't stay. Everything is passing. You know, even a hurt can pass. It can pass away, and you can be left with a great healing. So that's the water work. So your juice therapy, your vegetable juice that I recommended, your fresh fruit juice, your healing bath, and then you have your live foods. So you want your live food. Most of it not going to go all the way live. So let's just do transitional conversation. Say 50% of your diet is live foods and 50% may be steamed. And over time, you get more and more live foods into the equation until that's how you're eating. It's about the sun. Now, live foods is about the sun. I'm looking on the opposite page of the Care of the Womb, and in this page is a symbol of the Sky Mother, symbolically, and her arms are stretched up. Her arms are always stretched up, reaching up. And her legs are stretched down. And now what you see sunlight, the sun at night, metaphorically travels through the sky, and the sky is symbolic of the mother, of the great mother. And the sunlight travels from the crown, the consciousness, like up as above, so below, as the great mother, so within. And then it travels down to the face, so the face becomes light, enlightened. Clear, not vexed, not angry, but beautiful and open, receptive. That sunlight, you can see it now traveling into the throat. So what she's saying is of light and enlightenment. That sunlight is now traveling, going down to the heart, and it finally gets into the womb. And by the sunrise, the earth, the sun, the sky opens up in a squat and bears the sunlight to all of us, and that's what happens as we go in at nighttime. We're going through a healing as we sleep. Light is going through us, and when we wake up, we are more aware of what the lessons are. As we keep cleansing, we understand why things happen from the past. We understand what's going on right now, and we get enlightened to what we can do going forward in our future as we keep bringing in more sunlight. Now, the sun goes into the plants and gives it pigmentation, so it goes through a process of photosynthesis. So the sunlight now is captured in the plants. So I say, whatever issues you are going through with your womb life, go to the garden, sisters, go to the garden. Men, go to the garden, go to the garden. Men and women, if you go to the garden, you will be healed. You'll be purified. Now, you know there's apples in the garden, too. And I don't think that you're going to be cursed if you have an apple. I think if you have an apple, you'll be purified. But also in that garden are flower essences to handle the emotional body. And then there are physical herbs for healing of the womb, such as your goldenrod to break down tumors, such as your alfalfa and dandelion to build up your blood count if you're a bit anemic from the heavy bleeding. So everything that you need, your salads that you have twice a day, sun food, you're having sun food now. That's the whole point. Live foods gives you sun food. You become more aware. You become so peaceful, so powerful, just like the sun. Sometimes the sun is going so hot, people have to run in the house. There's just so much light. Or you can't look directly at the sun. There's some gazes who have enough power to look upon the sun. But the average person can't look upon the sun because it's too toxic. The sun has power, you know, so, and the sun gives us energy. It gives the food energy. It gives us energy. And so as we're taking more foods in that has been cooked by the sun, not by the stove, we become brilliantly healthy. Then you have 2 salads a day. You have fresh fruit bowls at breakfast time or your fresh sauces, and you're starting to feel. You're having fresh vegetable juice. Uncooked, of course, fresh fruit juice uncooked. So really now at this point, 75% of everything you take in is live, life-giving. That little bit of
black rice or brown rice or little live couscous like bulgur wheat, your lighter grains, quinoa, those are light. It won't cause damage to the body because you're having so much green. And then if you're having, for those who are vegetarians, then have your, you know, there's levels of vegetarian life. You can have the heavier proteins, which are your beans and your tofu, your tempeh. That's heavier and it's going to cause more tumors. So you want to come away from the tempeh and tofu if there's a tumor, cyst, bleeding, and clotting. And then there's beans, which is a higher vibration, the back beans, pinto beans, garbanzo beans. And make sure you soak them. Cook them in bay leaf. Cook them in ginger to get rid of the gas. And chop up some okra. A cup or two of okra once it's all, the beans are all cooked, and put that in there into that pot. And that acts as a natural laxative, so you don't get that impaction in the colon from the beans. And then you go a little bit higher, and you take your lentil soup, and you go in your pea soup, that's vegetable protein. And then you go a bit higher, and then you'll take your seed vegetables, your spirulina, and your sea moss. That's your protein. And then you're taking underneath that would be your sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds for the male prostate, especially. You soak a half a cup of pumpkin seeds for the male prostate overnight. Put that in the blender with a quarter of water. Blend that. Add some agave or some dried fruit in just to sweeten it. Put a little cinnamon in if you like or nutmeg. Blend that and strain it. And you have a lovely milk. You have a pumpkin milk. You can make a sunflower milk. You can make a sesame seed milk. You can make an almond milk. It's a party of wellness. So that live food is what cooked from the sun is the second point. The third bullet is your nature herbs, which I just mentioned a few of them. And then you have your water therapy, which I just mentioned that too. That's in your healing bath. Taking your healing bath, taking your healing showers. Let the shower just run on your uterus, on your prostate, for the uterus, for the woman. Massage it. As a matter of fact, if you're a couple, they also take the season together. The women and the men, the husband and the wife, the mates. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to be so in tune. I want to just say this. Don't make love for 28 days and do this for 28 days. The lovemaking that you're having now is called play. The lovemaking you're going to have 28 days of doing some real beautiful womb healing, cleansing, and rejuvenating. And the male is rejuvenating his prostate and his heart and releasing all that congestion and back. The energy and power, when you just look at each other, you'll have an orgasm. So forget about touching. It goes deeper. And you'll get visions from there. You'll see you'll heal the whole world together. So that's called next level. It's worth you going in and taking some time and you get your womb detox kit. So we move ourselves from the water therapy and the healing baths and showers and everything and drinking our 8 glasses of water and flushing to movement and breath. And so the movement and breath is I put together 108 movements, and I was really ecstatic the other morning. I was looking at one of the Discovery shows, and it was talking about in India where the women do a sacred dance. I said, oh, my. And they then said 108 movements. I almost passed out for joy. I was tuned in the 108. But the 108 also represents that's the number for transformation. And also the number of endings for new beginnings. So it's like a crossroads from a sleeping, a hostile, hurt womb to a joyous, beautiful, luscious, precious uterus. And so even hearing this, and men hear this this show now, they'll say, wait a minute, I want a woman who's going to be living this lifestyle. If he's doing any kind of healing and cleansing, he wants to have a mate living this lifestyle because it's a different type of a woman when she's junk and fried and fast and processed and she's mad at the world and she's bleeding and clotting. It's a different kind of relationship. So here it is. And so from those movements, there's one of my favorite movements is the squat, which I called Os, the seat of Os, the seat of power. And it challenged me when I went to Kemet, which is miscalled Egypt, went to Kemet, and I saw Mother Os squatting like a little stool, and she was very close to the earth, and she was looking out over these instruments, these surgical instruments. So you think medicine started with Hippocrates? No. He's late. He was a student. He was a student of Imhotep, of our ancestors. So all of that wisdom that appears to be Greek philosophy is ancient African culture, high culture and consciousness. And so sitting in a squat, if your womb is tilted, scraping down because of the pumps, the high heels, get off them high heels. It might be really cute looking, tipping around, but it's disaster for the uterus. And you won't show up until you're about 40 or 50, and then your womb is prolapsed and it's tilted and scraping and it's in pain. So come down, get low, and, you know, get high by getting closer to the earth. And then that squat, so you sit down in it, and it actually balances out your nervous system. And then you lean the body forward, all the way forward, as much as you can in that semi-squat on the ground, sitting your body like you have a chair, but inside yourself. And then you roll your back over, and you put your palms on the back of your neck. And then you allow the elbows to touch the ground or go towards the ground. And that's the cosmic womb pose. So those are two basic ones, but one of the ones that most everyone will do, and they don't have to do the pose as much to do this one. Lay flat in your bed. Put your legs in a 45-degree angle. Allow the blood to flow down to the feet, the legs, the ankles, as you massage clockwise, because the clockwise is what resets the womb. If it's unsettled, it just needs to be turned on into a clockwise motion. That is the direction the universe flows. You want to make sure that you're going in the same direction that the universe is flowing. And that clockwise creates the balance and the harmony as above, so below. And with that inversion, with that self-massage, you want to add breath work. Almost there. You're breathing in deep. Inhale as you're going under your belly, womb center, and exhale as you're going to the top of it, making a full circle. And inhale around the bottom. Oh, that feels so comforting. I'm doing it right now. It feels so wonderful, don't you? And on the bottom. Yeah. And do that about 8 times, 9 times. Do it 9. It's good for completion. And with that inversion, you are flushing and cleansing, so movement and breath. And then you want to work with your clay. You have the inversion. You work with your clay. And you take, so I'm going to go right into the womb detox kit because it's that's what time it is. Your kit includes a woman's life tea, a formula for bathing and drinking, okay, for bathing and drinking, which means you'll boil 3 cups of water. When the water's hot, turn off the flame, and then add 3 teaspoons of the woman's herbal formula into the pot, a stainless steel pot or a glass pot or a clay pot, non-aluminum, and put the top on. Let that steep overnight. Steep it in the morning, prepare in the morning, and have it ready for the afternoon, evening when you get home. So with that, you'll take 1 to 2 cups you want to drink, and then 1 or 2 cups you want to now put into your bath water. And, yes, the uterus is going to drink it in. You're actually going to taste it come out from your tongue because your body drinks in through the pores, whatever you bathe in, whatever you're surrounded by. So that is going to really do great detoxing to your outer and your inner body. So you're bathing and you're drinking. You can add that to your Dead Sea salt, your Epsom salt. You can add that to your ginger bath and just make it a whole pot, a healing pot, a healing bath. And then you have your sacred spirit cards. And the sacred spirit cards are 12 cards. And these cards are 12 different aspects of being a really powerful woman. I'll just tell you a few of them. One of them is Nut, the universal card, and she prays for us. She prays that we'll heal and we come into our inner light and bring light and not darkness into our womb center. And then there is an affirmation that goes with all the cards. But before that, we have our sacred womb card. We have our sacred word card. Speak the words of healing into your womb center, into your heart. We have the best card, the sacred movement. So as you begin to move, you release, you let go of the pain and hurt. And you move into power and vitality and energy. And then you have the card of self-love. And the card of self-love is when you give love to your heart and you begin to go into your little girl's place and speak to that little girl. And if she has been wounded or hurt or disrespected or dishonored, you as the big girl, the big mother, you go wrap your arms around her and bring her to you now and say, now we're going to heal together. And so that little girl doesn't have to walk around in her grown big body crying what happened back then. So she has a healer with her now, which is you. with the awareness. And then you have the second, you have the second card, which is the healer's card. And in that, you affirm vitality and energy and fire and steam baths and saunas and hot healing baths and ginger tea and all of that. So that these are cards that are prayer cards, affirmation that move you right through. Then you have your Kermetic Womb Yoga DVD, and that's if you can actually dance, do the dance of the womb with me, and you can do that in the morning, and you can also do it in the evening with me, 15, 20, 30 minutes, and then you get a chart that accompanies the DVD, so you can visually see all the poses. You can create a space in your house, get a yoga mat, which you'll soon be carrying, and then you put your chart up, and you put your music on, you put your DVD on, and I'll take you right through. I'm in the park with you. And the bugs are birds are flying.
Call me right at 11 then, okay?
Hello.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Seems like the phone has died again. Hello?
Queen? Are you still there?
I think her phone died again.
Yes, it went off, and I picked up the other phone. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and so you have your DVD, you have your chart, and then you have your book, Overcoming an Angry Vagina. It's based on the five portals, and the five portals are represented in the form of a lotus, and in the lotus is the uterus. So I give you everything from soup to nuts to take care of your uterus. I also have a chapter in there. So that's your dietary habits. You have your day-to-day checklist. So along with you seeing your OBGYN, you're going to have such good reports that all the inflammation of the uterus, the endometriosis, the clotting, the bleeding, all that. The doctors will say, well, what's going on? You don't have, you know, you're changing. I have a history on you of these all these kind of issues as an OBGYN. All of a sudden, you don't have those issues anymore. And they're now flushed out, washed out, rejuvenated out of the body. So that overcoming angry vagina is just all the emotional baggage. We flush all the emotional baggage leaves, and we are illuminated women of purity and light. Then you get inside your kit an 8-ounce jar of clay, you're going to put it over the uterus, let it stay overnight. Take a tablespoon, like it's butter to bread, place over your womb center, put some tape on both sides, and go to sleep. Invert, when we talked about the inversion, have a healing bath first, right? Then dry yourself, put the clay over your uterus, put your legs up in 45 degrees. It's nothing like it. This is your womb spa. You're doing womb spa work. Isn't that lovely? And then from there, you'll have your womb wellness CD. You have the womb wellness CD. The womb wellness CD takes you through everything that I'm saying. And I walk you through step by step of what is to be done, your dietary shifts, things that you need to avoid, what you need to keep in your diet, and that's a consultation on CD. And then finally, the womb wellness chart, where you can see yourself coming out of mud into the lotus. So we have a 7-day womb detox kit. We also have a 21-day detox kit, and we also have special the 7-day and 21-day men's prostate wellness kit. So couples, you want to have a really a beautiful evening or week or month together, like a vacation. Do this together. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to bring more life into the relationship, more love, more peace, more harmony into the union. And if you do not have a mate, then you have your fullness of yourself. You have nothing but time to love you and to nurture you, because when you nurture yourself, it shows up in everything that you're doing. So this
We have 20 minutes left on the live stream, and we do have some callers who've been patiently waiting. So
alrighty.
I want to get to them. Okay, and then we'll come right back to you afterwards, and we'll finish up everything that we were speaking on. All right, we have a caller from the 774 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
I'm in trouble.
Caller from the 774 area code. All right, they may be just listening. Caller from the 202 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, I was
tuning in, man, and Queen is doing a spectacular job. Those words that she's been talking about in terms of the kale, et cetera, that kale is one of the actually is the most potent vegetable on the planet. So for her to be promoting that to people, that's really a plus. It restores your cells, tissues, and organs, et cetera. And I'm a nutritionist. My name is Antonio Ford, and I'm too on Facebook. I'm working on a few projects. I show people how to reverse cancer, HIV, et cetera, through dietary principles versus pharmaceutical route. So just listen to the sister talking about the ginger and the berries, the antioxidants. Yeah, she dropping some heavyweight information to y'all, so I hope y'all have y'all pen and pad and y'all are striving down with the sister dropping to y'all. And that's all I wanted to say. Keep up the good work, because our community is definitely in need of some positive words. And remember, every word that come out y'all mouths, it creates worlds in other people's minds. And so make sure when you use your words, they create the best worlds that a person can receive. And on that note, man, peace and blessings to all of y'all thinking process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thank you so much, my wonderful brother. You know, it's wonderful that we're in one accord and we're doing the same work. And so give thanks and praise for that acknowledgement.
No question.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, some powerful sisters. What's the name of the show again? Because I received something on Facebook, and I need to hear something outside of the nonsense that's constantly being perpetuated. My mind is tuned into
the universe.
The name
of the show is Conversations with the Queen, and Queen of Four hosts her monthly segment every third Monday on Conversations with the Queen at 9 p.m. on Monday.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I do want to say one other thing. The queen, you were saying something about. Go ahead, Sam. I was listening to you make mention about how the sun beams down onto the foods,
mm-hmm.
and in those foods, you're receiving the sun cooking the foods. Those are some powerful words. If I may, let me just say that in another way. When we're dealing with the four elements of the planet, earth,
mm-hmm.
water, air, and fire.
Yep.
All of these four elements are constantly going into foods that grow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're consuming these foods that is under the spell of the earth, fire, water, and air, you're naturally receiving direct intelligence from
mm-hmm.
the universe. So
mm-hmm.
when you were saying that, sister, it was like music to my ears. I
mm-hmm.
feel my message to your words that you use. Straight
mm-hmm.
up.
Wow, I'm loving it. We're starting a whole new world. This is, and if you're loving it, others are too. And so this is, you know, it is that frequency that is going to help us to birth a whole new people, a whole new world. Because my specialty is working with the elements, air, fire, water, earth, and consciousness, and using the elements from nature to balance out those energies in our body. And on that, the universe is going clockwise. And when I do radionics, I pick up the energy field, what's going on in the body. And most people are going counterclockwise, particularly all their three womb centers. And that means that they're in a state of disharmony, dis-ease. They're out of ma'at. The goal is to get everyone moving, or that individual, or that couple, or that being, to move in a clockwise manner. And then now they're in harmony with the sun, the flow of the sun, the flow of the earth, the flow of the moon, the flow of life itself. And so now when we move in harmony, we don't carry disease. We don't carry the diseases that are common. These are common, you know, but it's not,
exactly.
And it's normal, but it's not optimal. And so that's what we
Thanks.
Reach for. Thank you.
Wow,
thank you.
Well,
peace.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. Thank
All
you.
Right, we do have another caller on the line,
mm-hmm.
caller from the 215 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hi, Queen of Four.
Meeting.
Hi, first of all, I would like to say it is an incredible honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
I'm currently reading your book, Heal Thyself, and
mm-hmm.
I really want to follow your words down to the letter, because I've only gotten to Chapter 6, where you're talking about the fasting and cleansing. And
mm-hmm.
My thing is, what I've read so far, and I also have your Sacred Woman book, but I haven't
mm-hmm.
read that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to follow everything that you're saying within reason, but I don't quite have the space or all the tools required to do it. And there's some, you know, traps and hindrances where I live too. And I just wanted to know, how can I effectively follow your words?
Well, tell me, what are some of the issues?
Well, like the chapter where you said preparing your home. Well,
mm-hmm.
I don't quite have my own home. I'm living at home with my family, and
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I share a room, so I don't quite have my own space. And then
mm-hmm.
there's, like, the food that's in the house. I buy my own food.
Yes.
But
well,
it was just
mm-hmm.
an environment not quite
mm-hmm.
encouraging. Like, my mother, I'm trying to actually restore her because she's a little bit worse off than I am. But, you know,
yes.
I'm just trying to start with myself first. And
yes.
sometimes I've been, you know, sliding off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's something what you're saying. What you're saying is more normal than not. You're not out of the norm. And usually when you're starting with yourself. It's really self-transformation. And you have to learn how to work with what's in your hands. Work with what you have. If you have a room, that's plenty of space to do your meditation, to do your journaling, to receive great vision, to do your yoga practice or your movement practice, to put your clay packs on quietly in your room, and put your castor packs over your womb, to invert your body. I mean, you are in a world. So take that one room that you have, put the colors that is going to energize you, put the lavenders, the blues, the pastel colors to help to elevate you. You might set up a prayer area in your place that it's not where one can see when they come in. You know, you just have your prayer book, you have your sacraments book, you might have a lighted candle, a small tea lit just to affirm yourself every day. And when you come out of that room, you just came out of heaven. And then you join the rest of the family, and then you go back into heaven. And every day you're like, I can't wait to get back into heaven again until that heaven starts to be etched in your soul. And then you're in your kitchen. Most people have to share a kitchen with people who are not on a healthy lifestyle. We know it's families we're talking about. So you might have your own shelf in the refrigerator. You might have your own shelf as in the cabinet, and that's where you put your vitamins, your herbs, your seasonings, and so on. And then in the cupboard, you'll be having your greens there, and you'll have your fresh fruit. You'll have a bowl that can be in your own room because it needs to be room temperature anyway. So there's never a reason why you can't heal. I mean, I travel all the time, and I'm in hotels and run around, you know, the country, and I have to actually try to put my food in my pocket, a suitcase, you know, coming. So, you learn how to be flexible and not say what I don't have. I want you to start to say what I do have and start to say these are the greatest possibilities of what I can do with what I have. So you're moving not from a negative place. You're moving your life from a positive place. Shift that thinking and say, repeat with me, I have everything I need.
I have everything I need.
To heal myself right now.
To heal myself right now.
Give thanks and praise.
And
with that, more comes to you. And see, with that kind of attitude, more joy starts to flow through you. Because I have everything I need to heal everything I'm going through right now. And I'm feeling blessed that I have a roof over my head. And I do have people that love me. So, you know, so and as you do that, you become wiser. And then you know how to work with your mother. It could be simple things for your mother right now. Not on your but her level. Give her lemon water every day. The gases will pass out of her body. Make a salad for her if she'll take it. You have to think, but the main one has got to get through it anyway is you. And so, you know, that brings to mind what's on the table here is I would say that everyone who's listening needs to become a member of the Queen of Fools Global Nation of Wellness. You need to become a member because, you know, I did a presentation in New Jersey just this weekend. And as soon as I got out of the van, I was with Iron Glory Travel and Alicia, Sacred Woman Alicia, and I was with Ali the Great, the mayor of the city of Wellness and so on. And when I got out of the van, two sisters just ran to me. And one sister, she took Sacred Woman Trail with me years ago. She said, oh, my gosh, Queen, I fell off. I need to get back on and get plugged back in. Like her skin was a little, you know, like needed more healing. And she gained an extra few pounds. And she was feeling a little self, you know, concerned.
Honestly,
right? And the other sister said, me too. I fell off too. So I hear that I fell off talk.
So what came to our company, our organization, is that we need to plug in. We need to have, this is a people's wellness movement is what I'm dealing with. And that's a, this whole work that we're doing right now together, it's, to me, it's a people's wellness movement. When the people say enough is enough, I want to heal myself, but I need to stay connected. If you're not connected with others who are on this path in a really mighty way, you're going to fall off. You're going to get through for a minute. You're going to feel better, better than you ever felt in your life. And then a challenge will set in. You'll start forgetting. You'll start eating some of the emotional foods from your past. And back at it again, you drop down. And you're more depressed because you're more conscious. So you should call in. You could call in after this time we have together at 718-221-HEAL. 718-221-4325, and Sacred Woman Alicia will be waiting for you to give you more information in terms of our membership. And with that membership, we'll have times and we have more consultation time and group time and healing time to get you through your 21 days, to get you through your kit. Because we don't want you to go get a kit and then it sits in your cabinet. We want you to use it. We're going to walk with you through it. You're going to talk about it. You're going to talk to others about it. And then at the end of a season, you have gotten the results because you are convicted and you're moving forward full force. So, yes, you go ahead and get your kits, you get your walk, you go get your mate, you go help your family, because this is going to spread, just like disease can spread and has spread to our community. And we have the highest incidence of all disease. That's the past. It's a new day for all of us. 2013. It's time for the shift. Get on board with the shift. The mothership is calling.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. We have 8 minutes left on the live stream. The call number is 917-932-8881. If you're listening on the live stream, please do switch over and call into the call-in number. We're now taking questions with Queen of Four. You will not be able to listen through live after 8 minutes, so you definitely want to switch over to the call. And the call-in number, again, is 917-932-8881. All right, we have our next caller. Our next caller is from the 773 area code. Caller from the 773 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? Peace.
Peace and blessing.
Caller from the 773 area code. All right. Caller, last digits starting with 7502. 7502, you're live on Conversations with the Queen. All right, they're just listening. All right, we have another caller. Caller's last digits ending with 2369. 2369, you're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, greetings, everyone.
Queen Afua,
I think my issue, because I have been trying to work on fibroids since 2008, and I'm very frustrated. And I don't think personally I take it seriously because I don't have any physical pain or discomfort from them, but they are there, and I know that they're there. And I don't have probably the physical discomfort is because of the way that I eat. And I drink about a gallon of water every day, but I have some emotional things going on. And I think I heard some of the things you said because I came in probably half the hour after you started speaking. But can you quickly address the emotional thing? And I'll tell you what it is with me. I'm angry that I have not gotten married, and I'm 48. I've never been married. I never had any children. And I'm angry that it did not happen for me, and I feel like it's passing me by. And so even though, you know, I'm just really angry, I'm depressed, and I'm very upset about it. And even though I may not vent it or speak it, that's how I'm feeling, and I can't do anything about how I feel. So I know I need to reach out to someone who can understand, overstand, or understand.
Yes, absolutely. I am so with you. So what we have to do is raise your energy level, raise your frequency, raise your love level, raise your beauty, inner and outer beauty level. And there could be no better way. Where are you located?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
Well, please check our website. Please give us a call even tonight after I get off the call. So if you speak to Alicia, she will be able to. She's our placement consultant. She'll be able to place you right where you need to go. Because I just did a Sacred Woman training. We went through the 12 gateways of being a powerful, healed-up woman. And so all of those aspects is what beautifies your spirit, which charges you, because we're carrying a lot of issues from words even spoken to us as little girls. We're carrying issues from statements that are said and glances that have been given to us. And we're also carrying the pain of our family in the blood. So it's passed down in the bloodline, the issues. So the body, spirit, and mind has to go through a detox. And one of the ways to do that is to take the Sacred Woman training. It's a one-day intensive, and then you come into membership with us. And in that membership, then we have our new moon and our full moon meditation to continue to flush and clean you and restore you so that your actual beauty comes out and you become magnetically charged, and then you start to attract. The beauty comes out and the men start to look at you like a flower, and the beauty and the grace and all of that. So because the more angry, the more that you'll repel the men, the counterpart of beauty coming to you. So we just got to get you lifted up, charged, flushed, purified, edified, lifted. So we'll take you through the womb word, the sacred word, sacred food, sacred movement, sacred beauty, sacred space, sacred healing, sacred relationship, sacred union, Nefertune, Lotus Woman, sitting on your seat of power, to Shashat, sacred time, to birthing your sacred vision. These are concepts, these are spiritual concepts that have, and doorways and gateways that have to be opened up inside of you. You're not fully opened yet. Some pain has shut you down and has taken away your beauty and your grace and your light. So this book is going to definitely bring you forward. So go get your book, Sacred Woman. Give us a call tonight. Call us at 718-221-HEAL, 718-221-4325. Get on board. Start beautifying yourself from within. Go, and how you beautify yourself within, you go to the garden and you eat from the garden. That tumor is growing from the emotional pain. That's why it won't go away.
I work in an organic garden, community organic garden, and I do eat quite a bit from there. I even go there because it gives me peace and calms my spirit. And, you know, I'm not angry when I'm there. I'm happy.
Oh, well, see, that's why, because you're in the garden. So the more you're in the garden, the more you eat from the garden, and the more you love, your spirit has to, you're going to be walking around as this. As I tell Sacred Woman, I am the shrine, I am the temple, I am the sanctuary, I am holy land. And that's what you feel in a garden. You feel the beauty. You feel the beauty of the spirit, of the beauty of the heart, the beauty of the mind. That has to be taken from that physical garden and walk in the streets and walk into your business and walk into your home. That whole feeling is going to be carried over into everything. And then that stress, your womb is just shut down. It's like you're protecting. That's why people eat a lot of food sometimes, to put more weight on, to protect them emotionally. So this uterus is blocking everything away from you because you're angry. But when you start to let that love begin to flow like water, like a river, you just have to fast and cleanse and purge and detox. I see nothing but goodness coming for you. As our brother had mentioned before, talked about the elements. Once you start taking your formulas, you get your womb detox kit, you'll open up the air in the body, get more oxygen flowing in, we'll open up the blood, we'll clean out the blood, clean out the womb, clean out the heart, flush out your 75% water flowing in your system, clear out the bones, the joints, the muscles, then the joy, the beauty, the grace will blossom. I say lotus, you say blossom. Lotus?
Blossom.
You got it.
Cause what's your website again?
What's that?
What's your website again?
Oh, www.queenafua.com or www.thecityofwellness.com.
City of Wellness. Okay, thank you so much, Queen. And you are so, you'll never know how much you mean to me.
Oh, well, you mean so much to me, and I'm looking forward for great healing. I'm looking forward for you finding that man of your dream.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Okay, many blessings. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, we just have 1 minute left on the live stream. We will take the rest of these callers. So if you are listening through the live stream, again, I encourage you to call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. We have this last caller on the line, caller from the 973 area code. Caller from the 973 area code, you're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Annette Sharrock, Queen of Four, peace and blessings. My spirit is so full. It is a honor to live this way of life and to have beautiful examples in this life of our rich and orderly culture. Our civilization is so great, and I'm just full with your example. Queen of Four, you spoke on so much. It's really interesting to see where I can even begin to add to this level of conversation and celebration. So I choose to start with gratitude. I start with gratitude for this call in this space, for everyone who has called this call to come forth. My spirit knows exactly the way of our ancestors, and I have absolutely called you for this particular point in time. You mentioned something so great about falling off, about a lot of people who have gone through sort of detoxing and know the tools. And that was so special and significant because what I hear from what you shared is we are not here to struggle alone. And you also mentioned that when we begin to honor ourselves, it shows up in every area of our life. So that's so significant for women, especially Black women, African women on the planet, that we take on the responsibility of others first. And so I'm excited about, I live in New Jersey, and I was like, okay, I missed you on Sunday. That's not going to happen again because I will get reconnected with what you're doing in New Jersey and take up the mantle to spread the word for other sisters that I touch. That walk into my life, because I take it my responsibility that anybody who walks into my life is an opportunity for me to show them access to this way, to show them access to the truth. And so I'm grateful that we can stand here in community and know that falling off actually is a part of the path, because only falling off can you see that you have a choice, that you always had a choice, and that Having support is the way. And knowing we need to be supported is also an act of love. Like being weak is an act of strength. And allowing yourself to be weak among your sisters is an act of strength. And you gave me that tonight. That's the gem that I'm taking from this as a reminder that I can choose. I can choose to fall off and stand up, and stand up not having to do it by myself or as this independent woman, which is a falsehood that's being projected on us, because there is nothing independent under the sun. There is nothing independent under the sun. And so, yes, I close the way that I started with gratitude again for this call, for Conversations with the Queen, for Mutna's hair, for bringing us to this incarnation, for a Queen of Four, for manifesting this way of life and being an almost divine example for me personally, to be a woman of the light raising the torch for my bloodline. I'm grateful.
Ooh, the healer in you is very, very strong. It's very, very strong. You just need to stay in circle. That's all you need, because you already have it. You have the awareness. You have the spirit for this work. Women will hear you. You just have to stay in circle, because you'll stay charged. You'll stay fired up. And the falling will be falling into someone's arms to pick you back up again. You know, you'll fall into a glass of green juice. You'll fall back into a nice healing bath. your cries. Oh my gosh, let me put a clay pack on. That's how you're gonna fall out. You're gonna fall out. Have some green juice. And you're gonna laugh right through it. You say, oh, I'm going through it today. Oh my gosh, let me massage my feet or go to the bathhouse and sweat this pain out so I can get back to my joy. So that's the kind of falling out that we're going to do. We're going to fall up, and we're going to rise up, and every day is another joy day. So by all means, I'm going to be teaching in Philadelphia, Detroit, the one day, Sacred Woman Detox. The women become initiated in that day. They bond. We have a bonding ceremony, and you're sisters for life. So you're just never out there by yourself. And then you're empowered as members to go forth and help your family and friends, those who listen, those who are ready. The more that is around you, the easier it is for you to be in the wellness. That's what I'm talking about, wellness every day of my life, because I'm loving being in it. And it keeps giving. You know, it's a gift that keeps giving. Wellness.
Yes.
You got it. So you just keep on keeping on.
Yes, Jennifer, as a reflection, just to add on this, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
When I first began with your work, Sacred Woman, the book, called me because of the color on a bookshelf,
mm-hmm.
maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And every copy of the book that I had, I gifted it to another sister.
Mm.
And I gave it away, and I never held on to the copy for about 5 years.
Oh.
Every copy that I had, I gifted it away. And so
okay.
I'm just saying this as an example that,
uh-huh.
and maybe this is for someone else on the line,
yes.
but it's a way to honor yourself first.
Yes, yes, yes.
A circle of women that will mutually support you. And I'm using my own example in that, yes, I know what it is. I know what the
mm-hmm.
tools are, and I can have access to the tools. Even a sister who had a question before about her living arrangements and things of that nature, it's like first dealing with the self. Like, I think that the idea of selfishness is really also a fake
mm-hmm.
Idea. That dealing with yourself is the only way to love others.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is revolutionary for Black women to really just, you know, take hold to that and own
mm-hmm.
up to dealing with the self. It's revolutionary. Being selfish and saying, this is my meditation time. I do not answer phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's why she has one room so she could deal with the self. That's the beauty of it. So it's like how you interpret life also. It keeps you on the path and not saying what's wrong with my life, but what's beautiful, what's right with it, and just keep magnifying that. So, you're right on it. And the self-transformation, that's why it starts to heal thyself. If you can heal yourself and get yourself through, because it's ongoing. It doesn't stop once you get well. It's about living it and maintaining it. But once you get yourself through and get and let go of that emotional, psychological, internal warfare or internal suicide, when you get off of that and you start to move this path, then you start to spread it. It's organic. It's not something you have to even try to spread. You won't be able to not hold it and keep it just to yourself. Usually people say, hi, how you doing? Oh, my goodness, I'm doing great. I've been taking this, and I'm doing my essence. I'm doing my yoga. You'll just be having a conversation. And in a conversation, everyone is healing around you. That's why this conversation with the queens, if that's what this represents, with the queens, we come together and we talk and we heal and we adjust ourselves to higher frequency, and that's where the joy is. And every day you look forward to waking up again. Another day is like, oh, my gosh, another day of more healing. And begin to incorporate and integrate healing throughout your day, all day long you're healing. You're not waiting to get to the healing. You're living the healing.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you think, you're doing an affirmation. Every time you speak to someone, you're giving praise and thanks. All that is the attitude of wellness. So thank you so much for tuning in. And stay with us so that you don't feel, and you know what? You're not going to do that again. You're going to get your book, and you're going to hold on to your book. If you want to get your book, have them come to your house, give them a cup of tea, light a candle for them, and say, sit down. This is your library time. Read. Take your notes. Go home. Get your copy. I'm going to keep this one here
yes.
if you want to come back again, because self-preservation is the first law of nature. So we must take care of ourselves. And then within that, we do take care of everyone else.
Exactly. And think about it. If everybody on the planet took care of themselves, we wouldn't have any problems or issues because everybody would be taken care of. You're
oh,
doing your duty for the planet.
Oh, that's so
all
beautiful.
Right. Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank
we appreciated you.
That's a fool. Thank you.
That's a fool. Many blessings.
All right. Queen, we're going to let you wind it down. We don't have any other callers. So any last information that you want to give on all the projects that you're doing and all of the different
yeah.
resources you have?
Yes, so I just want to, again, this just came across my desk. Alicia just dropped it, reminded me, call in for the membership. This is going to help to strengthen your walk, because that's my conclusion. After doing this work for 42 years, I realized what was missing is the unity. We can find our way to wellness. We can even take a healing program or a tonic and do some juicing and going into a meditation group, but can we stay on it? So the membership is something that we're going to build. And because it's, you know, one of the things with the women is they say, well, you know, I'm this religion, I'm that religion. And what we do is take women, we say adoration to the Muslim woman, alhamdulillah, adoration to the Hare Krishna woman, Hare Krishna, Hare Bo, adoration to the Christian woman, hallelujah, adoration to the Yoruba woman, Ashe, adoration to the Native American indigenous woman, Aho. And it goes on, adoration to the Nubian Kemetic woman, Hetepu, and all the women. And all those women come together for the common ground, and that is wellness. And we center ourselves in healing our wombs and claiming our womb wellness, that we, indeed, through nature, through being in tune, that we have the power. We came with our own medicine, and we have the power, the innate power, to heal ourselves, to heal our mates, to heal our children, the elders, the community. The women are the primary caretakers of wellness. And this is her prayer from the ancients. I am the woman who lightens the darkness. I have come to lighten the darkness. It is lightened. I have overcome the destroyers. I am there for those who weep, who hide their faces, who sunk down. They looked upon me then. I am a woman. And to our brothers, know that I have a book for you. That was the fifth book, Man, Heal Thyself, Journey to Optimal Wellness. And guess who's purchasing the book? The women are purchasing Man, Heal Thyself for their mates. So I said, well, study the information in there, and you help him to walk on his path. If he's not walking on his own, you give him support because he's your reflection. Give thanks and praise. Thank you so much again for having me. The mothership is going to now go within and retreat.
All right. Well, thank you for having the time to spend with us and share all these lovely words. We really appreciate it, Queen.
I appreciate you, Lotus Blossom.
Thank you. Peace.
You are peace and blessings.
And blessings to everybody who called in tonight. You are all wonderful, and you all helped contribute to this lovely episode of Conversations with the Queen. And we do love you, and do come back and join us next month. Keep up with us through our blog spot, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. You can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, make sure that you catch us next week live at Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, much love and many blessings. I'm going to take it out with a mantra, Yah Nefertum. All right, peace and blessings.
Yah Nefertum. This is said in the morning to give the chanter youthfulness, vigor, and enthusiasm in all that they do. Yah Nefertum. 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 Yanafatum, 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 Yanafatum. Oh, call Afafikun. Smile, Nitar, Onk.